So I'll go over to Scolia. Oh. The O is not working. Tools, yes. Okay. Oh, it's already there. Yes. So this is showing an example with Stata that Catherine has typed in. So the general purpose statistic program, and this is a query on the 2283 ones, where just listing the scientific articles that are tagged with this particular property, and so we can also make these co-used lists. So in this case here, it's mostly just different variations of software, software versions, and further down here we have some topics used by works using the software. So we're querying on the main theme and on this user's property. This is not so much label here, but maybe we can go over to a program called AIR. Can't remember whether it's over here. Oops. This is the wrong way. This is the main view. SPM is here. That's a famous functional neuroimaging program. Here again, the different versions, and AIR, which is another program used in functional neuroimaging. So it's, you see here that the few scientific articles we have are often used together with the SPM program and other AFNI. And here are also abused or used this particular property 2283 to note that for this particular study, this article, the positron emission tomography was used there. So it would also be nice to know whether this is something we should continue with or stop doing here. And we can see the topics of works using this kind of software, and this is mostly brain research studies, prefrontal cortex, personality, working memory, and image registration. It's an image registration program. Further down here, the authors, this is particularly strong on Danish authors, Ian Law and Ole Poulsen, are both Danish researchers in brain imaging. So these most of these data here from the AIR program is coming from a very old database that they did in XML, and we're basically retyping in into Wikidata. So we can go over, and you can also see a citation from the specific paper here: activation in ipsilateral posterior parietal cortex during tool use, a PET study. Within that particular paper, it says it was. There's a text called was used to anatomically normalize each subject's MRI using a fine transform of the, and then the word of the it's called in the long title of the program is called automated image registration would tell.
You have in the first one and one, two, three, four. The fifth one are using different versions of the software, right? So you're referring to.
Where do you
Because it's AIR software Wood et al. 1992, and then it's Wood et al. 1998. I guess that it's referring exactly to the same version of the software, right?
So you see, Catherine was tagging it up as with the different Stata versions here. In this case. Sometimes it's not really possible to see Well, you can go back and try to read this here and probably infer what kind of version it's using. But then it's not readily available what version of AIR was used in this particular paper.
Yeah.
Sort of, it might be implicit, and the same thing, for example, with the SPM. There, it just says with SPM.
And sometimes. Yeah, I wonder as well, because sometimes people say, "Yeah, I did this using MATLAB," but there are million,
million
packages in MATLAB you might be using, right? Or million functions that may have been used. So, I mean, the granularity, if we are talking about reproducibility, of course, then the granularity of these things is very, very important. Because, I mean, I was in a workshop the other day, and they were saying that even the default parameters from one version to the other could have changed and would bring you totally different result values. Yeah. So you would be calling the same method from the same software package, and the result would be different.
And
right?
Although in machine learning, you need to use the seed. Tell which seed was used to generate some random initialization of statistical parameters models.
So thank you, Daniel, for pointing out, we have a lot more work to do, but this is basically to say, could this work in Wikidata? And also, we need to push software citations so that people know what the advantage is if they are more precise when they're citing in the future. We have to grow that culture as researchers. Daniel?
So the question as to whether this would work in Wikidata, basically the same comment I made about the funding information earlier, of the quotes, works as a demo. It probably doesn't work at scale. We are likely to
because
have to delete it
issues.
Because of copyright. Yeah. But I think the way around this is to actually annotations. You go to the text, you annotate it using hypothesis, and then you put in the link to that particular annotation, you're fine.
And I suppose, I don't know with CC BY objects whether you can get away with that, even that.
Well, and actually, I think it has also a lot to do with how researchers get back the credit from their software, right? Because at the moment, you cannot cite software the same way you cite data. Well, not even data, the same way you cite papers, right? But if you can start convincing people that the software has the right value and that they should cite software the same way they should the cite other people's work or papers, then I think that this is where people will start to be concerned about, hey, well, if I want others to cite this thing that I'm doing, maybe I should do the same thing for other people as well, right? It's about, I think, creating awareness of all this situation.
Have you tried making a dictionary for WikiFactMine with the software names?
No, we haven't. We haven't tried to work together with these guys.
Sorry, what was the question? So they
making
have
a dictionary with these names, SPM, I suppose, or even AIR is probably a bad name to search for in WeFactMine, I could imagine. Perhaps with automated image registration, you could presumably find something interesting there.
If you know that WoodZL is talking about a software, and you have the citation graph in Wikidata, maybe then you could infer if the paper is citing that software paper, it's probably using that software.
Yeah. So imagine if we had a lot of these here, we could perhaps train some kind of algorithm, machine learning algorithm to extract them to, so we could put them into some kind of gamification software.
I mean, I think this is super useful also for from the perspective of people developing software, because this way you know who is actually using your stuff, and once you start to at least notice this, you can also, I don't know, put it in proposals or say something like, hey, I mean, 1,000 people are using my thing, and if you give me funding, then I can continue doing it. So Another thing that I thought it was very, very useful is to be able to compare, right? Because, well, this is maybe more related to the previous work that we saw, but whenever you are going, in terms of reuse, whenever you are going to actually, whether you're deciding between two packages of software, you want to know how well, what coverage does one versus the other, like, okay, what is the infrastructure that I need for one? What is the community development? How is this being developed or not? So maybe not only expanding on this, but only also focusing on the comparison part could be very, very interesting.
Yeah. So one thing that you could make, it was a sort of a timeline of how much it's used, the different version of SPM and so on. But I don't think we have that many articles labeled or tagged with them, so it's will show anything, so it's too relevant. Are you going to say something? Or okay, yeah. Yes, yeah, thank you.